Praise the Lord. This is Apostle Lewis. Thank you for tuning in today. We're going to take you straight into a message we did at our sanctuary entitled The Truth About Sin. Let me share this with you before we go into the message today. Anytime you hear a preacher or a teacher teaching and telling the saints that there is no such thing as sinless perfection, tell them to go to the Bible and prove it without twisting the scripture. And you know what? They cannot. Jesus came to deliver you from all sin. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 17, all unrighteousness is sin. Jesus said in St. John chapter 8, verse 34, he said, when you sin, you become the servant of sin. Paul said in Romans chapter 6, verse 13 and verse 16, that when you yield to sin, then you become the servant of sin. So that destroyed that doctrine that you can sin a little bit long as you don't let it rule or dominate you. No. Anytime you sin, it will rule or dominate even one sin. Now let's go into the Word of God and learn the truth about sin.
So he said, surely I come with quickly, and my reward is with me. And he said, I'm going to give to every man. Now look at what the Bible say. The Bible said, I'm going to give to every man according to his works. And he said, now when you die, whatever you're doing when you die, going to follow you. And he going to give to you according to your works. You ought to figure that out. You ain't got to go to college to figure that out. So somebody lying. If they say I can get into heaven with sin, and this Bible is not lying. Revelation 22, watch this. Verse 11. He said, I come quickly now. And see, I could fall dead when I walk out this building. He done came quickly. If he tarry, he going to come one day back in the sky, okay? Either way it go, he going to come, okay? I don't know when I'm going to check out. But when I check out, usually it's quickly, okay? He says, surely I come quickly. Now watch what the Bible says, Revelation 22, verse 11. It says, I'm reading nothing but the scripture. Y'all need to look at it. I don't think I've given you my interpretation yet, but I'm telling you what the scripture say. Yet, take yet out. I don't want to give you no interpretation. If I ever read this book and make a mistake and tell you what I think about it, all you got to do is don't accept that as truth, because that was just my opinion, right? Okay? You tell me something about the Bible, it's just your opinion until you can prove the Bible says it. Okay? That's fair? And if we do that in our churches, in our denomination, in our religions, you wouldn't be deceived. And millions of folks wouldn't go to hell if they would do this all the time. Okay? If a preacher tell you something, your leader, your denomination, your whatever thing you in, okay? And then let me tell you something else, how you know whatever you in is working. If it can't bring you to a sin-free life where you ain't got no skeletons and you can live just like Jesus Christ, then I would question what I'm in. I would question it. Because God's desire was to produce some sons and daughters like himself that can live a righteous life for the rest of their lives. That was God's intent. And that's why he gave the Bible, and he didn't fail. There are millions of people in the earth. You don't see them in the media. You don't see them because when you look at the church that we see, it's a mess. But let me tell you something. There are some people in the earth that's living this book to the T. Because God said, I would never be left without a witness. Elijah said, Lord, I'm the only one. God said, I got 7,000 more like you ain't never bowed to Baal. They got peoples in the earth living this book. I'm one of them by the power of God. And he just happened to bring me out the woodworks to cry out to everybody. You don't have to believe it. Because Isaiah said, who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? The very day you believe this book, God's arm will be revealed to help you get there. You doubt it, you'll stay there where you are. Glory to God. So he said, when I come, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. Do you know what this book just said? He said, I'm going to give every man according to his works. And he said, when you die, your works are going to follow you. And he said, now when I come and when I call your number or when you come across to the other side, he said, now if you unjust, you'll be unjust still. There's no repentance on the other side. He said, he that is holy, he that is righteous, will be righteous still. The Bible trying to tell us how you die is how you stay throughout all eternity. Now, I know that's not being preached in the church, but I don't care. I'm going to preach the book. Okay, now, three facts about sin. And the subject is the truth about sin. One truth is, if he come and find you in it, you will stay in it throughout all eternity. How you die is how you stay. This is where you have to get it together. Somebody asked me, and do you know preachers ask this question more than the people in the pews? Well, it got to be some kind of leeway in it. Okay, if the Bible said the scripture can't be broken nor adjusted, show me the leeway then, preacher. Where's the leeway in that? There is no leeway in these scriptures. He's not going to adjust them. Every jot, every tittle is going to stay the same way. You know what a leeway is? Let me give you an example. Before I got my life together and before I started walking the straight and narrow, there were several years in my life. I've been saved 36 years. Like I said, several of those years I struggled as a Christian and I struggled as a preacher in sin because I didn't know how to live like I'm living now. Okay, now, I'm 57 years old, so during the time I got saved, he gave me leeway, and before I got saved, that was my leeway. You know what a leeway is? 57 years is my leeway. There ain't no leeway in this. Your leeway is how long you woke up. Every day you wake up, his mercies are new. He'll give you another chance if you messed it up today. And if you still breathing, that's your leeway. That's the only leeway human beings get. So if you're 20 years old, 20 years of leeway. 40 years old, 40 years of leeway. Now that's all the leeway you're going to get. He ain't going to adjust these. You die your sin, you'll be lost. And I got scripture to prove all that. Sin is horrible, damnable, sorrowful, hurtful, and its end is death and destruction and everlasting punishment. It ain't nothing to play with. But there's messages now that's coming. I'm telling y'all, now look, I'm not lying. Test me first and go test these messages. I promise you, they literally preaching. Just believe in the blood. Just believe in the cross. I'm telling you, the way I found out is one preacher was preaching. He stopped in his message and said, yeah, this is, let me just stop beating around the bush. And it's recorded. Not on my internet. It's in, I'll tell you if you want to know. He said, yeah, we are saying that if you believe in what he did, you can die in sin and still go to heaven. They said that, and that's what they're preaching. And most folks think they're hearing the gospel and not checking it out. And that ain't in this Bible. That's some man taking and giving you his interpretation of what the Bible said. And Jesus said millions of people are going to lose their souls for believing that. He said few going to make it to heaven. That's what Jesus said. I'm going to be in the few. Now, three facts about sin. Let me go through this fast. Come on, put it up, Nisha. Because I want to get through this right now. Because I've spent a lot of time in my introduction. Father, give me grace now to get through this. Okay, three facts about sin. Number one, sin, when it's committed, is a violation of the word of God, is all it is. Sin is violating God's word. That's really all sin is. Now, for anybody to tell me that if God teach you how to do something today, he give you three things to do today and said, now don't do this. If you tell me you just can't do that, then you not saved. Okay? Sin is a choice all the time, people. And I promise you, when I found that out, that helped me stop sinning. Because I thought, I was taught, you can't live without sinning. You're a human being. You, everybody gonna sin. No such thing as sinless perfection. Find it in the Bible. It's not there. That we've been taught that lie, and now we believe that lie, and now that's our perception of life. You can't live without sinning. And God never told you that. Some preacher told you that. Some church told you that. Some religion told you that. God, why would God say that the devil sinned from the beginning, and for this purpose the Son of God came and died, that he might destroy the sin, the work of the devil, then send a preacher to say, but you're going to sin. We go to college and think, we go to school and think, come to church and just, our thoughts just leave, stay out there. Not you guys, but most people, their thoughts just, they don't think. No, he came to destroy sin. He didn't get on that cross and go through that just for you to struggle and say that you can't do it. Everybody gonna sin. That ain't God's message. That's a man's message. Okay, help me, Lord. All right. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. Now, don't get this law right here mixed up with the law of the old covenant. That's why you got to rightly divide the word. We're not, in the New Testament, we're not under the old covenant law where they had rules and rituals and you have to offer bulls and goats. That's in it. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. But this law right here is just talking about God's word. If God said, don't go over there in the New Testament, that's law. That's established principle, and it's a law. Y'all hear me? We get law mixed up. Okay, if I tell one of my children, don't go touch that stove, that's my law in the house. That's my rule in the house. Now, when he touched that stove, not only will I get on him, the stove gonna get on him. So let's get this straight now. So right here it's talking about whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. All sin is disobeying God's word. That's all it is. So you can live your life learning the word and just obeying it in your daily life, and if you do that, you won't sin. Now, how hard is that? We done made sin so hard and sin so impossible. The most ministries have made sin this big, huge blob that if you in hell, you done sin. Sin is not that powerful. We done made sin bigger than God. And God got a, I like the fish. God got a fish in salt water. And when you go to salt water, some of it splash in your mouth, you'll see why they call it salt water. It's salty. God got a fish traveling in salt water. And I done caught a many of them. And the first time I caught them, Sister Peggy, I thought, well, I don't have to put no salt in this one because I use the fish in fresh water. I had to go get me a box of salt. The little fish travel in salt water all its life. You catch him, don't taste an ounce of salt. God can make a fish to travel in salt water and not get salted, but he can't make a follower of him and get him born again, and you live in this sinful world and not be sinful? Come on now, we done made sin bigger than God. And the pulpit helped us. We made up some sins. And all sin is when you learn the truth, if you don't violate that truth, you never sin. That's all I do, Sister Tracy. I know the word. And then the Bible said the Holy Spirit will help bring it back to your memory. If I happen to forget something and I'm about to do something, he's there to convict and let you start feeling bad inside. You know what I'm talking about, don't you? Come on now. And if I obey the Holy Ghost and what I know, I never sin. And that's all I'm doing. I'm living like that the rest of my life. I done already said I'm going to die doing this. And then the Bible tell me if I do this, I'll never fall. Now, where did that sermon, when the last time you heard that sermon? In the church. You know why most people don't preach it? Because they got something they're going to hide. Now, I'm telling y'all the truth. And I'm going to tell you again, if a preacher tell you there's no such thing as sinless perfection, he making provision for himself. So when y'all catch me, I done already taught you. Shame on the people for buying that. If a preacher tell me that, where's the exit? Tip out. Telling you the truth. If you don't, you're going to fall in the same ditch with him. That's what the Bible say. Okay, go to the next one. James. Okay, watch this. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluousness and naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. I got a lot of teaching on the saving of the soul. But this scripture says here, we think, just believe, God going to do it all. This Bible said lay it aside. This Bible said let us lay aside every sin and the weight. That Bible don't say the Holy Ghost do that. How do you do nothing? Read your Bible. Bible says sin you have purified your soul. That means you got to see to it. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 down to verse 3. He that had this hope, the hope of the coming of the Lord, watch this. Purify himself. How in the world you just believe when the Bible say you do something? I'm telling y'all, we better read our Bible. Don't men gonna send us to hell. This Bible said lay it aside, lay it apart, which means if you save, God will empower you through his true grace and threw the true blood on that cross. The true reason he got on the cross. Because I love the cross. I love the blood. I love his grace. But I'm going to put it in his right perspective. And his right perspective is to empower you. Your destiny is in your hand. Do you know everybody got to heaven, got there because they chose to go? God's blood and his grace don't force nobody to go to heaven. It's your choice. That power on the cross, he died to put the choice back in your hand. And now he said, choose ye this day who you're going to serve. Why would the Bible say that if you don't have the power to choose? Sin is a choice. Watch this. It says, but watch this. But be doers of the word. Where did that scripture come from if it's all I do is believe? You got to do it. When he bring it back to my memory, Sister Tracy, I do it. And I do it because I love him. He said, if you love me, so sin is not this big monster that you can't conquer. Okay, next fact. Hallelujah. Number two. Sin, now this is the, now, I'm going to get through this and then I'm going to try to get to the last one so I can wrap it up. But this is the one I wanted to get to. This is the truth about sin. Now look. God gave me 57 years of leeway. And I always say, I preach this message straight and narrow. You ain't going to see me lowering the standard. I will never lower it. I'll never lower it to keep members. I'll never lower it to get money. I will not lower God's standard. That's my commitment. I'm not lowering it for me, and I'm sure not lowering it for you. I'm going to preach the standard. And if I preach the standard, chances are people can make the standard. If I preach it here, everybody will make it. But that ain't the standard. That'll send you to hell. But if I put it here and people realize what they're supposed to do, chances are you can be in the few that's going to make it. Okay? All right. The truth about sin. And here's what I was getting ready to say. I haven't always lived like this. I've been living like this several years now, and I love it. I'm going to live this way till I die. Yes, I am. I am not turning back. I'd rather die today if I got to turn back. That's just my resolve. So I'm going to live this way till I die. Why? It's my choice. I choose to do this. And you can too when you're taught properly. Okay? Now, but I haven't always been him. So now what happened is, thank you, man of God. What happened is, 57 years of leeway, some of this stuff I'm teaching now, I didn't know then. And there was times when I fell. And all the doctrines helped me. Well, you know, God understands. But I had enough wisdom that when the Holy Ghost convicted me and made me feel bad, I did repent. They got doctrines now saying, I promise you major ministers teaching this. They said now grace is so powerful you can go in sin and turn around, come right out of your sin and just worship God. And are they preaching that? They preaching it. Major ministries preaching. If I call name, you'll fall out. You better check some up. You better check every preacher. You better go, if a message make you feel good, just because that message made you feel good, you better go ask them, what did you really mean? Because they ain't telling you what they really saying. But a lot of them, what they saying, oh, just believe. Oh, just the grace is good. And they say, you don't have to repent. Oh, yeah, that's what they teaching now. And now, what happened, what I was going to say is, when I got in sin, I felt the conviction. I felt bad. And I repented and got back. But the doctrine says, well, if you fall, you know, God will take you back. And I lived the life like this. Because the doctrine, I'll tell you how I was deceived. And I'm thinking, well, you know, God is good. He's so merciful. And he is. Here's what I didn't know when I was doing that, what I'm about to tell you. This is what a lot of people don't know the truth about sin. Okay? But I'm going to let the scripture tell you the truth about sin. Okay. Look at Ezekiel. Put it up there. Now, the Bible going to interpret itself. Ezekiel 3, I'm going to give you enough scripture to show you that. I'm going to let the scripture bear witness with scripture. I'm going to let the scripture interpret the scripture. Scripture prove that the scripture is saying what it's saying. That's why I give you a lot, and that's why it take me time to dig all this stuff out of folks. Now, if you don't want it dug out of you, then I understand if you don't come back. But if you come back, I'm digging. I'm not paying regular church. And yeah, sometime our church service long, but it ain't long because we playing and taking five offerings. Ezekiel 3 and 20. Here's the truth about sin, and here's what I didn't know when I was in and out of sin. Again, When a righteous, everybody say what?
Righteous.
One more time.
Righteous.
Not an unrighteous man. This is a righteous man. Again, when a righteous man doeth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because thou hast not given him warning. See, here's why I am right here. Sometimes I go on my radio broadcast and I call names. The reason I call names is because, and I got about 7 or 8 passages of scripture, but one scripture, if you read it, 2 Timothy chapter 3. I'm saying this because a lot of folk don't understand. Why are you on there doing that? Why? You don't understand the Bible. Just go read it, okay, before you fuss at me. In 2 Timothy, it's 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 8 and 9. The Bible says, talked about Jannes and Jambres. Paul called the name. And he was saying that their folly, their false teaching need to be exposed to everybody. You're supposed to. If somebody teaching a false doctrine and you go in private and try to talk to them and they won't hear you, then the Bible said I'm supposed to go public to warn people, and if I don't, their blood on my hand. So when you hear me calling names, that's what I'm doing. And before I call their names, this is what people don't hear on the radio, I call my name first. I say, this is Curtis Lewis. Go check me out first. Now that I've called my name, let me tell you who teaching false doctrine. And I call their names out. Now, y'all see what I'm doing. I'm inside the book. We're not playing church. We are the church. Okay, so he said, and because thou have not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his, watch this, and his righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered, but the blood will I require at your hand. Now watch this. I didn't know. They taught me God will forgive you. You human, everybody gonna sin. You know, you sin. You still have a sin nature. Ain't nowhere in the Bible. But millions of Christians bought that lie. But after born again experience, you still have a sin nature. When big scripture sitting in the Bible, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things pass away. All things become new. And all things are of God. I can go down the line to you. All kinds of scriptures say the same thing. And we let that doctrine come into church that after the new birth, I still have a sin nature. No, you do not. Let me leave that alone. Okay, I was taught all this stuff. And I used to preach it. But when I was sinning, them doctrines helped me. You know, God understand. And I'm going to heaven anyway. You know, God understand. I didn't know that when I got over here, my righteous record and my born, even I born again full of the Spirit. The Bible said my righteous record is deleted. I'm going to get some more scripture because I'm not preaching my doctrine. People don't know when they sin. Delete. You have a, how many of y'all play with computers? You know that delete button is a revelation? When you go sin, God said, you're righteous. That's why he can, if you die, he can say, I never knew you. When you get back, if you get back, your unrighteous record is deleted. And now one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years. If you live one day for the Lord, it's like you done lived 1,000 years. But keep in mind the truth about sin. Go and get in sin. It feel good, but boop, your righteous record is wiped out. And hence the last book of the Bible said, when I come, if you in sin, you will stay in sin throughout all eternity. If you stop breathing in sin, it's over. No way, Jose. That's what this Bible teach. It's not being taught like this from the pulpit. We got so much leniency in this thing that people are so deceived, and Jesus' prophecy going to come true. He said, many going to go into hell. That's why, because people believe in lies. Now, get the next one. So you don't think I'm just taking one scripture trying to build a doctrine. Ezekiel 18, let's find something else. But when the righteous turneth away from his righteousness and committeth iniquity and doeth according to all the abomination that the wicked man doeth, shall he live. All his righteousness that he has done shall not be mentioned. Brother, sister, here's the truth about sin. Go on and do it if you want to. It is your choice. I suggest you shouldn't do it. But when you do it, just know everything you ever did right, even the day you met Jesus, all of it, according to the Bible, wiped out and won't be mentioned. And that's why he justified and said, I never knew you. Now, when you repent, all your unrighteousness is wiped out. That's why he can say, I never knew any of your sins. It's as if you never sinned. So that worked both ways. But we teach it one way. Come on, y'all. Y'all know y'all done heard that talk one way. I'm teaching it both ways because the Bible teaches it. The truth about sin. Let me give you one in the New Testament. Now, I got plenty more. I'm just trying to let you go eat. 1 John. I'm preaching the scriptures. 1 John. I thank God for Sister Joyce. I think your name is. She called me from the radio the other day. And she said, you preach the scriptures. Didn't that what you told me? That's all I'm going to preach till Jesus come. I don't want Dakes telling me what he telling me. Dakes can help me. Webster can help me. Greek and Hebrew can help assist me. But when the dust settles, what does the scripture say? And show me somewhere else in the scripture where it's saying that so I can believe that that's what it said and not what you said it said. That's the problem in the body of Christ. We have been going on what our leaders say about the scripture, and we never checked out what the scriptures say about the scripture. And that ain't going to happen here. But I tell you, you better test me here. Not better. You know, I'm not bluffing. I'm just saying, test me. I push it. And I'm pushing it. That's why these preachers, I hear all of them preaching out. Yeah, search the scripture, search the scripture. But they saying, search my doctrine. No, don't go search their doctrine. Take their doctrine, what they're teaching, and now put it up against these scriptures and look at them. And look, I think you wise. Put their doctrine down and go with this book. I don't care how big their ministry is. I don't care what their name is. Follow these scriptures, because in these scriptures you think you have eternal life. All right. Watch this. Whosoever abideth in him. See, watch this. I walk in the spirit and I don't sin. There's a scripture that says if I stay abiding in him, walking in him, it says if you abide in him, he that abideth in him sinneth not. You will not sin. Whosoever sinneth has not seen him, neither known him. Now, you know why? You know why that scripture in the New Testament? Because I'm born again, and as long as I stay in him, I don't sin. I know him. I'm one with him. I get over here, my record wiped out. Now, I ain't never seen him, don't know it. You say, well, I did meet him March the 4th. God said, it doesn't matter. If you die in sin, boom, it's wiped out. That's the truth about sin. Let me go to the last one. I'm going to probably have to do part two. Last one. God is greater than sin. Don't think sin is some monster you can't overcome. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We create doctrine. You can have what you say. As a man thinketh, so is he. But we talking about getting a Cadillac, getting a house, a mansion, a good job, a wife. Why you can't take that same principle and come over here and get what I'm preaching about? Why? Because we might like the sin we in.
Praise the Lord. That's our time for the day. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis. If you want to go to our webpage for more free teaching, go to www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. If you'd like to call us at 225-272-6647. This is Apostle Lewis saying we love you, thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.